Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Continuing with the chapter that we had started yesterday, the chapter on the virtue of fasting in Muharram, fasting in Sha'ban, and the sacred months. We explained the four sacred months are Muharram, Rajab, Dhul Qa'dah, and Dhul Hijjah. So, what we had taught is that the special virtue for fasting in these months and added to these months is the month of Sha'ban. One thing we also taught in today's hadith we'll come across is when a person is fasting also, then he doesn't go to extremes to such an extent that now he punishes himself in terms of his physical condition, his body, etc., by putting so much of difficulties on himself. Therefore, we explained that even the last 15 days of Sha'ban, a person, if he's not in the habit of fasting, he shouldn't fast. Why? Because his body needs to recuperate, needs to get that strength for the Mubarak month of Ramadan. So when we fast also, we are taught that fasting is good, but don't fast continuously to such an extent that it starts affecting a person's body, starts affecting a person himself. However, if a person has reached that level where now he is used to it, he is able to do it comfortably, then for such a person it is permissible to continuously fast. Continuously fast means that every day he fasts. Every day he fasts, every day he breaks his fast. Every day he fasts, every day he breaks his fast. Except for 5 days in a year which is haram to fast. And those are the days that we know, the days of the Eid, person is not allowed to fast. So these days, a person is told specifically not to fast. So a person doesn't fast on these days. But for the rest of the days, for him to fast, it's permissible. So today's hadith will teach us the beautiful balance that Deen Islam has taught us. عن مجيبة الباهلي عن أبيها وعمها أنه أتى رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ثم انطلق فأتاه بعد سنة وقد تغيرت حاله وهيئته فقال يا رسول الله أما تعرفني؟ قال ومن أنت؟ قال أنا الباهلي الذي جئتك عام الأول. قال فما غيرك وقد كنت حسن الهيئة؟ قال ما أكلت طعاما منذ فارقتك إلا بالليل. فقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم عذبت نفسك. ثم قال صم شهر الصبر ويوما من كل شهر. قال زدني فإن بي قوة. قال صم يومين. قال زدني. قال صم ثلاثة أيام. قال زدني. قال صم من الحرم واترك. صم من الحرم واترك. صم من الحرم واترك. وقال بأصابعه الثلاث فضمها ثم أرسلها. رواه أبو داود. حضرت مجيبة الباهلية relates from her father or her uncle, may Allah Ta'ala be pleased with all of them, that he went, so either her father or her uncle went to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. He then left and returned to him a year later. So he went in year one, he met Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he left. He came back in year two to meet Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So he came back after 1 year to meet Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When his condition and his appearance had changed, his whole appearance, his whole condition had changed. So he said, oh Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, do you not recognize me? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked, who are you? He replied, I am Bahili who had come to you last year. I am the same person who came to you last year. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked him that what has changed your appearance? You were good in appearance. So he said, this person replies now and he tells Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, from the time I left you, I abstained from eating food except at night. I haven't eaten. From the time I left you, I haven't eaten except at night. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned to him that you have tortured yourself. عَذَّبْتَ nafsak. You have tortured yourself. So here again it explains, we learn, is that a person when he does things according to what Shariat wants from him, that is what is beloved in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This person, he did so much to such an extent that his condition also changed. But how did Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam describe this action of his? That you have actually tortured yourself. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then said to him, you should fast in the month of patience. The month of patience is the month of Ramadan. That you should fast in the month of Ramadan, the month of patience, and 1 day of every month. So what you do, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is to give him a prescription. And this is the prescription from the side of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They fast the month of Ramadan, and every month you choose one day. So he tells Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that allow me to do more as I have the strength. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him, fast for 2 days. In other words, fast in the month of Ramadan and fast for 2 days in every month. So he said, allow me to do more. So he said, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, fast for 3 days. In other words, the month of Ramadan and fast for 3 days in every month. So he said, allow me to do more. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, fast in the sacred months, then stop. Fast in the sacred months, then stop. Fast in the sacred months, then stop. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam spoke while pointing his three fingers by joining them together and separating them. So while Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was explaining, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam joined his fingers and separated them. Joined his fingers, separated them. Joined his fingers and separated them. In other words, in these Mubarak months, that fast for 3 days, then give it a break for 3 days. Fast for 3 days, give it a break for 3 days. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam increased for him, but in such a proportion that it is manageable. Even though he was a person of strength, he wanted much, much more. This is what Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him, that what you do in the sacred months, we explain the Mubarak months, the sacred months, that you fast and you give a break. Fast, give a break. In other words, not continuously fasting altogether. So here again we learn one more thing, that when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had told him that you had passed, you had tortured yourself, it highlights an important principle in Islam, that the object of worship is not to torture oneself, but to enhance one's spiritual relationship with Allah Ta'ala. That we are trying to increase that contact and the taluk with Allah. We are not trying to harm the body. Otherwise, there are many ways a person can harm himself. Many, many ways. But that is not the object of deen. The object is to gain that contact and that connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Therefore, the best of actions are those actions that are done, even though it may be little, but it's done consistently. It's done with istiqamat. It's done consistently. What you can manage, but you're doing it regularly. This is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves. And to really know what a person should be doing, how much he should be doing, what he should be doing, he needs to keep contact with some person that is in the know. In other words, some alim, some person that has good knowledge, understands these things. He keeps contact with him and he continuously finds out. This person did his own thing, and when he came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam corrected him. It's for all of us to learn. So similarly, there may be things that we are doing. We are thinking we're doing right, but it may be wrong. So whether it's relating to our business, whether it's relating to our family affairs, whether it's relating to our dini practices, it's a good habit that a person keeps taluk with someone and continuously finds out to see whether he's moving in the right direction. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun ala al-mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.